The LA Kings insider John Rosen joins us. John, obviously, you know, it's in New York again, similar to New Jersey. The Kings have been in this situation before. Nothing this year for them in the playoffs up until this round has necessarily come easy. Do you think they finish it off, or does something tell you to fit with the way this season's gone, they likely win it at home in Game 5?
Yeah, I didn't like to back off of my earlier LA Kings in 6 pick, but the way that this series has gone, the inability for the Rangers to come away with anything in games 1 and 2 when they had the Kings facing 2-goal deficit, and the way that the Kings got back to playing their style of hockey in game number 3, yeah, I do expect the Kings to finish this one off tonight. The way that Jonathan Quick has been trending, even though he hasn't been playing his best hockey as a King, he was outstanding in game 3, as we all saw, and I think that he's going to be another key figure in getting to the Kings to win their second Stanley Cup as three-piece tonight.
What are you hearing? Dan Carcillo is available. Any chance he plays?
The scuttlebutt right now is that he's not going to be playing. It certainly seems that the way that Lang Vigneault was speaking earlier today, talking about the spark that he would provide, that he would be playing. But we just saw it pass through Twitter that he's not in the lineup. Of course, that doesn't mean anything until you click on roster report and see who's actually in the game tonight. But right now it appears as though he will be out.
Okay. If you're the New York Rangers, you know, and we saw games 1 and 2, they got off to the starts they wanted, couldn't hold the leads. What did they, and even they outshot the Kings a lot in game 3. Jonathan Quick was outstanding. Do the Rangers try to do anything other than to get their anemic power play going? Because right now, to me, that's the biggest letdown they've got, is if they almost lose momentum, John, when they get a man advantage.
Yeah, they're 15th out of 16 playoff teams at home on the power play this season. They're really getting nothing with a man advantage right now. 5-on-5, they've been pretty good. They at least have been dictating the run of play back in game number 3. Again, you hear it often at this time of the playoffs, in previous playoff series that the Kings have been in, when opposition talks about needing to get bodies and pucks out in front of Jonathan Quick. That's usually when Quick is on his game and the opposition is facing a deficit. Using their speed, we didn't see a whole lot from players like Carl Hagelin back in game 3. He didn't get the same ice time he had been receiving earlier in the playoffs. That's what they're going to be looking to do, having that speed through the neutral zone, exiting their own zone very quickly. It's a challenge because the Kings' forecheck has been very strong throughout these playoffs. But right now, I guess they can rely on the 5-on-5 play. And even though they did not score on the power play back in game 3, they still took 10 shots on goal and were pretty dangerous. But it was an outstanding performance by Jonathan Quick.
Robin Regier's played in a Stanley Cup final, of course, winning or losing with the Flames in 04. And, you know, any chance he gets back in the lineup tonight, or do you not mess with a winning lineup?
No, I don't see that happening. They're going to keep going with Matt Green. You kind of have that inclination, that feeling that Gerald Sutter might have had a little bit of an itchy trigger finger, just waiting to see if it would be appropriate to put in Robin Regier. That would have meant that Green perhaps did not have as good of a game as he was hoping for, but that hasn't happened. Green's been outstanding in this playoff series, and he's been somebody that has been very valuable, killing penalties, especially earlier, killing 5-on-3, remember back in Chicago series, in this series as well. He's been somebody that is, he's dug his nails into the ice, that he's not going anywhere, so... Of course, he also, with Matt Green, you have that defensive pairing naturally with Alex Martinez on the left side. That was the defensive pairing that the team utilized as their third pair back in 2012. So there is that built-in chemistry. I don't see the Kings going to change anything. Daryl Sutter said he had been thinking about it. And then, of course, there is a thought of the speed that the Rangers have and the fact that he hasn't played a Stanley Cup final game this year that he hasn't played in over a month. So I don't expect to see that change tonight.
Matt Green and Willie Mitchell are both unrestricted free agents. Do you see both coming back? Do you see one? Do you see none? What are you thinking?
I don't see either player coming back. You know, I think that both players will be looking for multi-year contracts. I think that Willie Mitchell is somebody that maybe has a slight advantage of coming back more perhaps than Matt Green to the Kings, but Green has shown that he can be a valuable third-pairing defenseman. The Kings on the right side have Saudi and Voinov, so they're not looking for anybody in the top four to add on the right side. But, you know, I think he would be better served if he's also looking to get more minutes, perhaps. And I don't know if they move on. This is somebody that is very L.A. through and through, and I would imagine he's going to be somebody that eventually, long after his playing days are over, returning to Los Angeles. But I don't see him re-signing with the Kings. It, you know, could potentially be his last game in the Kings uniform tonight. Willie Mitchell, I get the sense that you know, these are players that would prefer to have something come out after the season is over. Willie Mitchell, you know, he's almost 38 years old. He's somebody that's looking for a multi-year deal at this point right now, but it'll be interesting to see where they go. Both players could potentially go back to teams that they've already played for. Willie Mitchell is a British Columbian, and Matt Green, Mitchell possibly back with Vancouver. There could be interest there. Also, Matt Green, I'm sure there would be interest with the Edmonton Oilers, too. But that's all speculation right now. It's something that's certainly not on their minds heading into this game number four.
One last one for you, John. Marian Gabrick, of course, has come in and been an excellent trade deadline acquisition for the LA Kings. He's a pending unrestricted free agent. I know they're focused on it, but when you talk to the GMs or anybody, do you think Marian Gabrick re-signs in LA?
I do think he will re-sign in LA. I wouldn't be surprised to see something later on. Again, this is speculation right now. It's something that has been kept quiet, at least over the last several weeks. But you look at how he has really solidified the balance in this LA Kings team, providing that scoring from the left side that the Kings have not been able to find for years. They made the trade with Edmonton, trying to get Dustin Penner. Simone Gagné is signing left side. It was not the answer either. You know, they have it right now with the additions that Tanner Pearson has also provided for the Kings on the left side. That's part of the reason why the Kings have had such a spike in scoring, being able to get that balance throughout the four lines, getting the production on the left side that they hadn't had. So I would expect to hear that that he has signed. But, again, that's something that that, you know, would come out after the season is over. That's something that, as to my knowledge at this point, has not happened yet.
Well, John, enjoy the game tonight. The Rangers' last-gas effort to try to extend this series while the Kings trying to win their second in 3 years. We appreciate your time.
Jason, thank you so much.